I knew it was my day. Yeah. Man, I found myself in a close brush with death, and I said, I'm so lucky to be alive. It was a Sunday when I got out of the hospital. Some asshole decided to crash his car into me because he wanted to go on a drunk spree. Well, I thought it was karma's way of telling me I had done something wrong in my life. But yeah, it was a Sunday morning, about 10 a.m. Walked out those automatic double doors, and I thought, well, what now? Things are so different. I'd be like, what now? That's when I met him, Kenny. He was all right fellow, but I always knew that there was something off about him. Kenny always looked like he was trying to get a fix, but I wasn't gonna tell them to him because I was just too kind of a person. In the outside, of course. But I met Kenny right there. He asked me for a cigarette, you know? And normally I wouldn't have given it to him. But I thought, well, I almost died. Maybe I should be a better person. So I was like, sure. Here's a cigarette. You need a lighter with that? Kenny told me he'd just gotten out of the psych ward. And I was like, whoa, that's some serious shit. He said that he had an argument with his mommy and that he almost killed her. I said, well, man, I get ya. Sometimes people make you so mad that you just can't take it anymore. He said, yeah, I'm just glad it didn't hurt her. I said, so what are you doing now that you're getting out of the hospital? Well, Kenny was a bit like me. He didn't know where he was going. He thought, well, after all these things happened to me and I almost reached that such a low point, he wanted something different. And so did I, because I had that brush with death. So I said, so Kenny, you want to hang around with me sometime? He was so ecstatic. He was like, man, I never thought you would say that to me. Man, I thought you looked pretty cool. Maybe we can start now. Head out on a fucking journey. Go anywhere we fucking want, man. I have a friend down in Santa Monica. Yeah, we can go there. I said, man, Kenny, I barely know you, but I feel like I've been given a second chance at life, and maybe I should just start taking some chances. I guess me and Kenny really clicked it on. Because there he went, walking. Neither of us had cars. We were too poor for that. Kenny told me he had a very dysfunctional family. It was all fine, I said. Didn't matter anymore. You're over that now. Different part of your life. Different fucking chapter. It's all closed, I said. So we made our way, walking down the street, Hospital Road. Thought, where are we going? I said, Kenny, you got anywhere in mind? He didn't really know what to tell me. Said, maybe we should just head on over to Santa Monica and meet up with my friend. Maybe that'll be a good idea. I said, sure. Let's make our way there. Whatever it fucking takes, man. It was obvious that getting there wasn't as easy as it might have seemed. Both me and Kenny were almost completely fucking broke. So we had to use our fucking brains to get out of that situation. Kenny was dealing with some dangerous shit and some dangerous people. He said, man, I got some drugs, but I don't do them. I just sell them. He said, we gotta find a way over to Santa Monica. I said, maybe we can hitch a ride on a train or something. He was shocked. He couldn't believe I would suggest such a thing. He said, wait, you mean we're gonna sneak on a train? I said, yeah. Man, let's just do that shit. I had a close brush with death and I need to live my life. We're gonna get to Santa Monica, I said. I was so excited. I thought, this is it. Meeting Kenny must have been fucking destiny. This where I'm headed, where I'm meant to be. So Kenny said, hey, I know a junkyard nearby. There's this fucking train track. Sometimes a train stops there for some reason. You want to head over? I said, well, Kenny, I don't know what else I'm going to do. So I adjusted my fucking backpack and I said, let's get going. Man, there's nothing stopping us. We're just going to live our lives. Wasn't fucking easy. Middle of fucking January. Man, it was fucking cold. My boots started getting soaked in the fucking melted snow, and it was not pleasant. But I thought, man, whatever Kenny must have seen that was in Santa Monica must be worth it. He were risking his fucking freedom by jumping on a fucking train. We made our way, got some fucking coffee. I said, Kenny, you're a pretty nice guy, man. I'm so sorry you were in that situation with your mama. I said, I hope things go well for you from now on. I said, thanks, man. So yeah, we got on that fucking train, let me tell ya. And I was on the way to something that I did not understand. Something so far removed from anything I had experienced in my life that, let me just say, I don't fucking know. Got on that fucking train, started heading west to California. I thought, I must be out of my mind because I haven't even called any of my friends, anyone I fucking know. I've been disappeared off the planet ever since that fucking guy tried to fucking roam me over in his drunk driving spree. Well, we made it onto that fucking train. That's for sure. Sun fucking set that night, and we were on our way. Closed my eyes and I imagined myself in a better place, somewhere where I wasn't just a shitty invisible human being, where I actually mattered. So there I fucking went, me and Kenny. He had some crazy stories he told me to pass the time. Some of them, I didn't know if they were actually true. It was hard to fucking believe that some people were really that insane. Kenny had some problems in his life. Spent a lot of time in the loony bin, you know? It was all cool, I told him. We all have our problems, man. Told me there was one girl there. Well, among all of the ones that got some vegetative state going on. She thought that she was an ice cream cone. Some sort of strawberry vanilla swirl. Man, she got into that fucking shower at the loony bin. And when that warm water hit her, she fucking melted. And there she was. Just stay like that for the rest of her fucking life, catatonic. Until someone gave her the right combination of meds and she was all fine again. Of course. I said, Kenny, I believe ya. These things just fucking happen. He said, yeah, man. But you wouldn't believe some of the things I've fucking seen. He said, man, I was in my fucking bed at the fucking loony bin, and some fucking asshole came to flash his fucking dick at me. I was so fucking shocked. I didn't know what to do. I started fucking screaming. Fucking nurses rushed in. They were like, what the fuck is going on? I said, that guy just traumatized me and showed me his thing. Damn, Kenny, that's some serious fucking shit. I said, well, that's just how things go in the loony bin. Can't fucking know what's gonna happen next. People are so unpredictable. He said, wow. Lisa makes a good fucking story, right? So how about you, he asked. I said, well, man, nothing really interesting happens to me. Sometimes, well, most of the time I just feel invisible, but that's all right. But if you're asking how I ended up in the hospital, well, some fucking idiot fucking hit me with his car. It was a drunk fucking driver. Complete waste of a life. He said, man, I'm so sorry. I'm so glad you're alive. I said, yeah, me too. And that was our first night. On the fucking train. Westward to Santa Monica. It was all good, me and Kenny. Got to know each other. Told ourselves some fucking secrets. I thought we were on our way to something good. But I didn't fucking know, man. There was no fucking way I knew or I could have known that I was on the way to something unspeakable, let's just say. Fell asleep that night, feeling the fucking tracks, shaking that train up and down. It was pretty fucking relaxing. I thought, shouldn't be much longer to Santa Monica. Kenny said, yeah, man, we could just look up the GPS on our phone. It's pretty fucking neat. Just see where you are. I said, damn, Kenny, I had no fucking idea, man. This technology is way beyond me. Way beyond my time. Said, yeah, man, this shit's really useful. Sometimes it can really help you out of a tough situation. So we noticed that we were pretty fucking close to Santa Monica. I said, well, maybe we should get off at the next stop. And we did. And soon enough, we found ourselves at the old house of Kenny's friend. I didn't think this was all a fucking joke, to be honest, because Kenny seemed like there was something off about him. And I said, maybe this is just in his imagination. It was all very fucking weird. He knocked on the fucking door. And it wasn't Kenny's friend, that's for sure, because Kenny's friend was a man. Whoever the fuck answered, it was a girl. I don't know how old she was, maybe 20 or something. She was pretty fucking young. She said, "Hey, can I help you?" I said, "Hey." And Kenny was like, "Yeah, I'm looking for Goober." "Oh, Goober. He doesn't live here anymore." "What do you mean Goober doesn't live here anymore?" "Yeah. He hasn't lived here for like 2 or 3 fucking years, man. I'm sorry, but he just doesn't." "Man, I've been looking for Goober because I needed something special. Man, I just had a close brush with something I didn't understand." She said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I can give you what you need. Why'd you need to meet with Goober?" "Well, I don't know. Maybe you got some of those machine elves?" "Oh, machine elves, I see. You're looking for that kind of arrangement." "Yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. I got my second chance at freedom and I need those machine elves." "Alright, well, I think maybe I can provide those machine elves for you." "Really, man? That's fucking fantastic." I was just a observer in this conversation. I had no idea what Kenny was saying, talking about some weird fucking elves. They didn't make any fucking sense. And who was this girl? Who was Goober? What am I doing here? I came all the way to fucking Santa Monica. Nothing was making any fucking sense. I thought, man, maybe this guy really is insane. Why would I tag along with some guy who just got out of the loony bin? That did not compute. So she invited us into her home. And she said, "I'm sorry, but Goober killed himself a few years back and it's been pretty hard. To be honest, I think it might have been the machine elves." I said, "Kenny, why are we here looking for some machine elves if she's claiming that it took her fucking Goober?" Kenny said, "Man, listen. I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about. These fucking machine elves will change your fucking life. You just need to trust me. Do you trust me, man? You trust me? I told you I almost tried to kill my mommy. You gonna trust me?" "Man, I told you what I almost did. After that, you must trust me." I said, "Okay, Kenny, I getcha. I know you never hurt me. You never do anything that's wrong for me." He was like, "Yeah, man." And the girl, her name was Necessity for some reason. Don't fucking quote me on that. I don't know why. Could have been fake for all I know. Who the fuck would be named Necessity? Well, she went over to her bedroom, came back with some weird looking thing, kind of like a pressed up piece of potato dough. She said, "Here you go, Kenny. Here's your machinos. Kenny couldn't fucking believe it. He was like, man, I thought you were fucking joking. I was looking for Goober, but you took on quite well. She said, yeah, I've taken on the business myself. You know, I don't know if it was the machine elves that got Goober to kill himself, but I think the machine elves are making a fucking difference. Kenny was like, thanks, girl. If you ever need anything, I'm here for you. Here you go. Kenny gave her his last of his fucking money, man. I don't fucking know why these machine elves were so important to him. He said, man, I just need some new meaning. I just need some new thing. I'm tired of the same old, and I don't want to do anything bad to anyone, so I'm going to look deep inside of myself. I said, all right, Kenny, all right. No need to get too worked up about the whole situation. He said, I'll do it tonight. At the pier. Yeah. That'd be a nice place once it's all deserted, nobody's around, 3 a.m. Think that should fucking do it. You're welcome to join me, he said. I said, well, Kenny, I'm not really gonna leave you at this point in the fucking journey. We already made it all the way to California. We're already here. I know we couldn't find Goober, but we found your friend. Said, yeah, man, let's get some lunch. So that's what we did. Got some lunch later on in the fucking evening. It was dark, but the moonlight was illuminating. I thought, man, I might be crazy right now, because whatever Kenny has in his hands, it doesn't look like something that's socially acceptable. Kenny reached in his bag, took out a fucking pipe. He was like, right, man, I'm prepared to show you the truth. I said, what do you mean the truth, Kenny? He said, yeah, you're about to see the truth of this reality. I said, Kenny, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You can't be telling me that I'm gonna see the fucking truth. What is that? What are you holding in your fucking hands? He says, man, this is the DMT. Something that'll make you rocket off this fucking world. I said, what are you talking about, Kenny? I thought you were a good man. I thought you wouldn't do this kind of stuff. He said, I know, man, but I almost did something so terrible that I need to look inside of myself. I can't stand it. I need to really understand. Need to look at those machine elves so they could tell me what I fucking need. How to get out of this situation. I said, damn, Kenny. Didn't know it meant this much to you. I didn't know whatever happened to you hurt you this much. I know. I feel the same way sometimes. Yeah, man. You know why. I can show you why, he said. Show you the machine elves. Show you different fucking way, different fucking meaning. I said, fine, Kenny. You know what? I almost died, so I guess that's my fucking excuse for everything, man. Just because this thing happened to me now, I'm fine with anything. Alright, let's do it. Let's do this shit. I don't give a fuck.
I'm ready. I want to see what you mean. What you're talking about. What are these fucking machine elves that you've been mentioning? The machines? Elves like Santa Claus? Who are they? They don't speak English, that's for sure, he said. I can't really fucking explain them to you. You just have to take my word for it and say, fuck it, I'm gonna do this shit. Are you ready to do this shit? He asked me. I felt this fucking sense in my chest. I was nervous. I was like, what is this guy talking about? This looks like some dangerous fucking shit. This guy's insane, isn't he? He's totally fucking crazy. Said, well, I'm certainly not gonna die, right? Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe I won't even experience the machine elves. He said, you ready, man? I said, fine. I'll just do it. I won't get hurt, right? He said, no, man. Hurt you? No. It's gonna fucking enlighten you, man. You're gonna see those machine elves and they're gonna tell you exactly what you need to do. All right, man, if you say so. So we grabbed this vibe and loaded it. That weird potato bread looking thing. He said, now listen closely, man. You only have a few seconds to do it. You gotta do it right. You can't mess up, because if you mess up, you're not gonna witness the machine elves. So you need to be sure that you do this correctly. I said, damn, Kenny, what's gonna happen if I don't? He said, nothing's gonna happen to you, man. You're just not gonna see the machine elves. You're just gonna be disappointed because you thought that there was something more, but there wasn't. So I'm telling you, you gotta do this right. Are you ready? Are you prepared to take on this fucking task? Because it's gonna be unpleasant. I said, all right, Kenny, just tell me everything I need to do. He said, look, you can take this fucking lighter. You're gonna light this shit, but you need to make sure that you light it right, that all of it is lit. And you're gonna fucking inhale for as long as you fucking can. You're not gonna fucking stop until you can't take it anymore and you fall back. I said, Kenny, are you sure about this, man? Because that doesn't sound good at all. That sounds pretty fucking unhealthy. He was like, do you want to see the machine elves or not? Yeah, I do, Kenny, I do. Then do it, he said. I said, okay. So all I do is light this up and inhale for as long as I can, as fast as I can, you said. He said, yeah, just fucking do it, man. I'm about to do it myself. You want to do it together? I said, yeah, Kenny, I don't want to do this alone. In what fucking universe you think that I'll be willing to do this without you? You could be fucking tricking me, because really, I don't fucking know you. And he got so serious, he was like, man, if you don't trust me, we can't do this shit. You gotta fucking trust me. You trust me, man? Because let me tell you, it won't be pretty if you don't trust me. I said, okay, Kenny. I'm just gonna get some faith in me and I'm just gonna trust you. He was like, man, I'm fucking serious. You gotta release your fucking tensions because you know where you're going. gonna leave this fucking planet, I'm telling you. I said, Kenny, wait, man. What you mean I'm gonna leave this fucking planet? He said, yeah, man. You're gonna be gone. You're gonna see the machine elves. I said, what? What machine elves are you talking about? He said, just do it, man. I said, you got me so curious. I'm like, man, I'm gonna do it. Fine. There I fucking was. On that fucking beach. On the pier. Looking up at the fucking stars. Was lying down right there thinking, what am I doing? Why am I trusting this man? Put that fucking potato bread looking thing. Raise that shit up to my fucking mouth. And I said, well, like Kenny said, as fast as possible, as much as possible. It's gotta fucking work, right? So I said, I'm ready, Kenny. He said, alright, man. On three, you're gonna fucking inhale. We're gonna see those machine elves. I said, okay, sure. I was getting a little excited because I was like, well, Kenny seems like he's sure so certain about what's going to happen that it must be fucking true. So on three, we fucking went. And I fucking inhaled that weird potato bread. And let me just say, my life was never the same again. Felt myself fucking spiraling into some unforeseen fucking circumstance. Let me tell you, something I'd never even imagined in my wildest dreams. All of a sudden, all these fucking vines and these flowers started growing on this fucking shit. It was totally unexplainable. Found myself in a completely different planet. Didn't know what the fuck was going on, but I thought, man, Kenny was right, because this shit is unlike anything I've seen before. I realized that I wasn't prepared for this sort of situation, because I'd never experienced anything like this before. And I thought, well, Kenny must be experiencing this same sort of phenomenon, so it might be fine, and maybe this isn't as forever, as permanent as it seems, because at this point it was seeming more and more like I would be stuck in this state forever. And then it appeared, a fucking dove, kind of like nothing I'd ever seen before, because it was speaking to me, speaking in a different tongue, nothing I've ever heard. It was saying, come with me, come and visit me in my own secret world. Needless to say, I was very perplexed. But there was no stopping the situation, because pretty soon I found myself on this beach. It was very quiet and there was nobody else left, and I thought, well, this is the next stage. Pretty soon the machine elves started showing up, and I knew that they were elves because I could see it in their faces. They were just machines, just replicas of themselves, and they saw everything that I saw. At one point I thought, well, this is what Kenny wanted to show me. And it became such an amorous thing. I became so absolved in this life and this reality that it just started turning into something else entirely. And I didn't know where I was, what I was doing, but I knew Kenny had enlightened me, had turned me into something more, something absolutely wonderful that no one could explain. No, I lost every disgusting part of myself and I became something completely new. And all these machine elves, they led me towards something better, something brighter, something magnificent, something wonderful. I was no longer myself. I was no longer this lonely little man. No, I was something beautiful. He transformed me, showed me the truth, showed me what I was capable of, and there was nothing else that I could feel except his presence, his emotion, his love, his devotion for his work, for his art. And it was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. Yes, the machine elves took over and they took me somewhere else. And this other planet, it was beautiful. There was an ocean, a beautiful, never-ending scenery with such stars in the sky and such mystic powers. Something that could lure you in for the rest of your life, consume you and overtake you and everything that you ever were. These machine elves, they showed you the true meaning, and they showed you what everything really meant to you, everything that really mattered. And that's what they did. And they revealed to me my truth. No, I wasn't just some random guy from the country. I wasn't just some sarcastic asshole. No, something more. Something more meaningful than you could never explain. And the machine elves showed me that. They showed me my true self. And Kenny, I will never ever forget what you did for me, because you unleashed my psyche. You released everything that was inside of me, and I see everything now. I know everything. Everything is making perfect fucking sense, and I know that this is what I was meant for. This is my destiny. Yes, this is what it's all been for. All the pain I've struggled, everything I've experienced in my life, it's all been leading to this moment when the machine elves revealed to me who I truly am and what I truly aspire to be. And there will be no heading back, because I know right now, I know that this is what is meant to be. This is my calling. It's my place. It's my home. It's everything to me, and it's what makes me feel alive, and I'm never gonna let go. Thank you, Kenny, for showing me the truth.